verse number 28. This is beautiful qualities of a tamasic individual. Ayukta prakrita stabdaha.
Ayukta prakrita stabdaha.
Shatho naishkriti kolasaha.
Shatho naishkriti kolasaha.
Vishadi dirgha sutri cha.
Vishadi dirgha sutri cha.
Karta tamas uchyate.
Karta tamas uchyate.
So who is said to be a tamasik karta? Uchyate. Who is said to be a tamasik karta? Ayukta. Ayukta means not united. See, what happens is in our life, the mind which feels the emotions and the intellect which thinks the thought should be working together. But what happens to the mind? The body wants this. You know, the body wants, body wants this particular food. Intellect says, it's not good for you. No, no, I'm going to eat it. Why? I just feel like it. So the intellect is saying what is right, but the mind does not listen. Or, you know, you should not cheat, you should not lie, you should be honest at your work. The mind thinks it's okay. You know, who is going to find out if I cheat a little? Nobody will know. So that is called ayuktaha, where the mind and the intellect are not united. Mind should be under the control of the intellect. The mind which feels the emotions and the intellect which decides should work together. Yukta means united. Ayukta means not united. Mind thinks one thing and intellect. And that's why the person is always under stress. I know what I should do, but I don't do it. That's the source of stress. That's when the problem arises. So that's why it is said the mind and intellect are not united. And when the mind is not under the control of the intellect, the person becomes vulgar. He says whatever he feels like, does whatever. Who cares? You know, just mind and body is not controlled. Whatever he feels like saying, he says. Whatever he feels like doing, any kind of language, any kind of rude behavior, any kind of destructive behavior, vulgar behavior. Why? Because who cares? Ayukta prakrita. Prakrita is vulgar. Stabdha means rigid and unbending. So somebody goes and tells him, you know, look, what you are doing is not right. You need to shape up. Who cares? Unbending. I'm not going to change. This is the way I have always done it. This is the way I will do it. I don't care what other people think. Shatha. Shatha means dishonest. For his personal gain, he is ready to do anything. It is even worse than rajas. It is working dishonestly, cheating, not caring about others, as sitting in one place, the world should feed me, world should take care of me. Dishonest. Then malicious, you know, creating problems. The beautiful examples we have in our history, Manthara, you know, in Ramayana. She created all the problems. You know, Ram was sent to the forest, Bharat, you know, all the whole problem of Ramayana started. Why? Because one lady, Manthara, got it in her head that, and then she, you know, prompted Kekai. Everybody knows that story. Or Shakuni in the Mahabharata is another example where he encouraged his nephew Duryodhana, oh, invite Yudhishthir for gambling, and then he cheated. So such kind of people who create, or even in a family, you know, there will be some people who will create disturbance. You know, this person and this person, how can I create fight? You know, this person, like, they like each other. Let me create a problem so they will start liking me. But when they find out that it was this guy, then he becomes the... So that is called malicious. And then lazy. Lazy is... Alasa, lazy, doesn't want to work, you know, on living on welfare, let people take care of me, as long as I'm getting a monthly check from the government, how does it matter? They go to the doctor, get their disability sanctioned or workman's comp or whatever. And if some people are genuinely hurt or sick or, I understand, disabled, but a lot of people are just faking it. You know, I remember I go to a gym and there was this guy lifting huge weights. much more than I can. And he was telling the other guy. Other guy said, how come you're working now? He says, oh, I'm on disability. He's on disability from his job and he's lifting so much weight. And he's openly telling the other guy. My God, you know, that is the problem. You know, so that is called lazy. Consuming means what can I get out of it? And then vishadi, despondent. You know, it's like as if they have eaten, drunk half a bottle of castor oil. They always look depressed. Poocho kya baat hai? You don't know, you know, life is so bad, there are so many problems. All the time looking at the negativities, pessimistic. Life is meant to be enjoyed. You are here and life makes joys and sorrows will come. Play it like a drama, watch it like a play, like in a movie. You know, there are good characters and bad characters. Good things happen, bad things happen. It's a movie. So the world is a movie, just watch it like that. No, but these people are very pessimistic. And we all know such people, always depressed, always looking at the negative. I'll miss my flight. I'll definitely miss my connection. Traffic will be so bad. Always thinking, never thinking that things will go well. And that is called vishadi. And dirgha sutri, that's a beautiful word. Dirgha means long, sutra means rope. Long rope means manana. You know, tomorrow. Anything you ask them, when are you going to do it? Tomorrow. When are you going to submit the application? They say, you know, the greatest energy saver in the world today is tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Any work you tell them, kal karenge, aaj time nahi hai. In fact, there is a very beautiful phrase in Hindi, you know, and then I can translate into English. It says, na kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab. पल में परलय होएगी फिर करेगा कब. He says, what you are supposed to do tomorrow, do today. What you are supposed to do today, do now. Because you don't know when the world will end, when your life will end, then your work won't get done. So this is a very beautiful Dirgha Sutri interpretation of it. He says, आज करे सो काल कर, काल करे सो परसों. इतनी भी जल्दी क्या है, जीना तो है बरसों. He says, what you need to do today, do tomorrow. What you need to do tomorrow, do the day after. What's the hurry? You know, we have so many years to live. So that is the typical procrastinator. Mañana. That is a very beautiful phrase in Spanish. You ask them, when are you going to do it? Mañana. I don't have. So that is the nature of these tamasic people. You know, they have no thinking. The thinking is wrong. They are very vulgar. They're rigid, unbending, dishonest, will do anything for personal gain, malicious, create problems, lazy, just what can I get, consuming. You know, in our pledge, we say giving more than what we take, you know, producing more than what we consume and giving more than what we take. Gurudev had come up with that phrase. That means in my life, I should be a positive contributor. Do not just take from society, but give back more than what society has given you. In this country, we are so blessed. We have so much. It is our duty to give back. And be optimistic. You know, life is meant to be enjoyed and have fun. You know, life is not meant to be suffered. Do what is to be done. So that is the essence of these three verses. We have about a minute. Any questions? Any other comments? Yes.
Sometimes we have right intentions in our thoughts, but our emotions get the best of us. And we react according to our emotions. How do you break away from those emotions?
Sure. I think the same thing. The emotion got the better of me, and I did what was wrong or what I was not supposed to. But we are human, intelligent human beings. See, we have been blessed with an intellect. God has given us intellect. Not only a mind to feel emotions, but an intellect to judge and discriminate. So I have to, one time it happened, it's okay. But at least if you become aware, and that's what I find by reading the Gita repeatedly, this knowledge becomes strengthened because these ideas come many times in the Gita. Bhagavan makes sure that, in fact, the same sattvic, rajasic, tamasic will be doing another 2 weeks. Why? Because this knowledge will become firm. how a sattvic person does, how a rajasic and tamasic. So reading carefully, you know, that's why I recommend everybody should have this book, so that you can read about it, think about it, contemplate upon it, and then apply that. And one time it happened, it's okay. But if you become alert, that's what Gurudev says, life should be lived alertly, not sleepily, not pessimistically, not whatever I feel like doing, I do. But I'm a human being, I have intelligence, I have the ability to think. So constantly be aware of that. And when this next time it happens, then at least this knowledge will act as a dam, as a barrier, to so that the emotions will not take the better of you. So just does not mean you become cold or uncaring. In fact, a person who is sattvic actually loves the world even more, because he sees the Lord in everybody. So seeing the Lord in everybody, seeing the Lord in me, and knowing that I have the ability, so I think that. So just thinking about it and being alert. Living in. But thank you, that's a very good question. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhad Bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.